When you think of a museum, you might picture famous paintings lining the walls or ancient artifacts housed behind glass, but you probably don't think salsa dancing. Well, when you're Jackie Fernandez, you do. She's Sitka's museum curator, and she's challenging the way people think about history and art.
There are just so many ways to interpret history and to tell the stories that I think it's important to tap into all of them.
She moved here from Boston 2 years ago and brought with her the idea of community curating. It's a way of both honoring the past and celebrating the present by inviting residents to submit their own pieces to an exhibit. It can be anything, from an old photo to an original song, and Fernandez says it's a great way to engage the community.
It keeps the space relevant and vibrant, and it ends up allowing you to tap into all of this wonderful creative energy and all of this talent that's all around you.
This is Sitka's fourth community curating exhibit. It looks at the city during Russian occupation in the 19th century, when it was the leading economic center on the Pacific Rim. It was this period of production and opulence that led Sitka to be known as Paris of the Pacific.
It was so fascinating to look at Sitka as a Paris of the Pacific in the 19th century, but I couldn't help but think about how today, in its own right, it's lived up to the title because this is such an amazing, dynamic community.
Sitka submitted a variety of things, from a newspaper clipping about an artist who carved a totem pole for survivors of domestic violence, to a poster for the annual wearable art show. At the opening reception, a group performed a salsa dance dedicated to accordion player and longtime Sitkin, Alice McChesney, who died in 2009. Fernandez says it is a lot of work, but it's work that's well worth it.
It'd be much easier if I just got to sit behind my desk, put it all together, and do it by myself. That would be quick and fast and simple, but I don't like to do anything quick and fast and simple, and I think that Sitkins deserve better than that.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Anne Bryce.